verse 13 the last time, which is different. It, instead of servitude and service of others, it uses the word slavery.
Yeah.
Enslaved by others and so on. And I mentioned that it was hard for me to deal with the concept of slavery as conflicted in their culture. As I had. So he came up with that one. I was pointing out that in this one, it's even different. And talking about translation differences. And here I have, when we lack any freedom, we must obey others. And he says, and it goes on and says, if we have used them as servants for our own selfish needs, hereafter let us offer our service to others with humble devotion, body and life. So you're a good example of how you need to think broadly about what's going on, and the terminology sometimes is very your process, I think.
So that's why it is very, remember we talked about Buddhism being very tough. Very direct, very tough and direct, especially saying that it's all your fault. You have to be accountable for all this. Normally we try to look for somewhere else, but here saying that no, it's just you. So like people who die in Holocaust, if you are to point out that, oh, that's your karma, it's very, very difficult. So like those who experience experience enslavement, is it? Enslavement. Yeah, who become slave, those who were, you know, those in 1960s, is it? Is it 1950s, 60s? Slavery, when slavery was 1980. Oh, not so far. Oh, I see.
Supposedly ended.
I see. Yeah, so those, this is what it applies. But if you are to tell those people, it is very difficult. So that's why you have to have some understanding of karma. Only then these teachings, that's why they said these teachings are very for the advanced level. So beginners, it is very difficult. Yes.
Oh, I just want to say that the literal translation of Tibetan is much more clear to me than the translation that's on there right now. So there are people on both sides in the audience.
Okay. Okay, anyway, so let's go to the next one.
Rinpoche, I think what makes it difficult for people, makes it difficult for social activists and so on, is that they're, you know, from a Western perspective, it could sound like taking this perspective means you're absolving the person who's doing the wrong, the harm, the person.
Absolving
the person who's doing the wrong from any responsibility for their actions. You know, some people who old slaves are doing something which is morally, in our eyes, morally reprehensible and awful. So from your own perspective, in terms of training your mind, there's no question that you have to accept your own responsibility for where you are in the world and so on. It does not absolve wrong acts by others. It's not incorrect to try to rectify and correct those kinds of things and to speak out. So I don't think I think that's the difficulty, what makes this so hard, because the one does not eliminate the other. Both of these, there are truths, you know, from both of those perspectives.
Of course, we are not really condoning the action, isn't it? We are not contending. We are not saying that it is okay, you know, it's just my karma, so you can beat me, you know, it's not saying that. But we said that's not right. And later we will come to the stanza where it says that, you know, we are also responsible for creating other people to engage in these negative actions. Yeah, later we will come to that stanza. This is okay. When minyan signam na war chungwa na thama la so nga gi nongbai lenyen chunje rang la khro yi thani nga gi kyang la me bar chas. When unpleasant words reach my ears, it is the weapon of my own evil karma turned upon me for my verbal offenses, such as divisive speech. From now on, I will condemn my own verbal faults. So this is saying that when we hear about unfounded criticism by others. Some people, we know that they are not, what is the word now? They didn't do anything, but somehow they always lend into scandalous things. There are always rumors about people going around, even though it is not true. Somehow people like to, you know, always been less a victim of all these scandals. And then not just that, we also hear that even when we do our best, but there are always people criticizing, talking behind our back, all this. So when we hear this kind of unpleasant words in our ears, they're saying that instead of getting angry at that person or those people who are responsible for circulating this kind of rumor, is saying that we should instead tell ourselves that this is the result of karma, this is the evil karma that has now turned upon me. In the past, I must have engaged in such similar actions like divisive speech. And then, of course, we have slander. Yeah, slandering, talking bad things about other people. So from now on, I will watch my speech. I will watch what I say to other people, especially when we have a gathering. I find myself, that's my weakest point. When we gather, we always talk about things. And it always ends up talking about other people. You say, oh, how are you? I'm fine. And then it goes on to, oh, this people, that person, this one.
You know, I have an experience this week. There was working at a clinic, and so there's a waiting room, and then there's a large, just an office, you know, for administrative and, you know, equipment and so forth. And then there's our offices. And there's about three or four, you know, people that's always doing this kind of thing. And I find myself sort of like, oh, you know, I'm left out of this, and so on and so forth. And then I kind of snapped out of it, and I said, that's what this is, you know? And it's like, just you don't participate in that. That means you're out of the loop, but this is the right way, you know? So I was thinking, you know, it's like, so because, you know,
My godmother, you all
very
met.
Clear.
Yeah. Hui, she never attends. She never go out with colleagues and all for this kind of meal together and all that. She said that because if you join them, it is always about talking about your colleagues. Oh, this one, do you know? Did you hear about this? Did you know what happened to this? All this. So she takes her stuff once a month for meal. That's it. Doesn't go with them. So she told me that that's the main reason. You cannot just keep quiet. You feel like you have to contribute something. And then you see, that's how it ends. So, since we don't like to hear criticism of ourselves, so the only way to prevent is to watch our mouth, to condemn our own verbal thoughts, and be careful with what we say. We normally have Tibetan phrase. Well, that's why I have this one. Do you see this one? The mirror here. Tibetan, we have a phrase. Shen la tawe migdang, rang la tawe melong kues. We need our eyes to see, to look at other person. But at the same time, we need a mirror to look at ourselves. So that means before you say bad things about others, so you're saying that you need to first look into the mirror, and then only then you say, And the relevant issue is what is going around, going at the moment about Joe Biden and his involvement and all this. So, I mean, the one group says that it is baseless. If it's really baseless, then, yeah, he is the victim of all these accusations about him being involved in corruption, isn't it? Yeah. So we should write to Joe Biden to this give this this verse. And then when I am born in a place of impurity, it is the weapon of evil karma turned upon me for always cultivating impure perceptions. From now on, I will cultivate only pure visions. So this one, there are two meanings about this pure and impure visions. One is from the Tantrayana, which we are not going to talk about. But impure is, understand as a place, a dirty place, filthy place. Some people are born in that kind of place. Like some people, they live in the garbage, those pile of garbage, and they just converted that into their living place. And I think here America is better, isn't it? Everybody has clean place to live. But of course, there are many homeless people. There are also people who have difficulty finding shelter. So when we are in that kind of situation, it is saying that it is the weapon of evil karma turned upon me for always cultivating impure perceptions. This is our tendency, isn't it? We always have this tendency to look at the negative side. We hardly have this pure vision. We have difficulty having for a person to see the person as a good person. We always mix the circumstances with the personality. Remember, in psychology, they have this called fundamental attribution error, where you contribute the circumstances as the personality. Let's say if a person cuts into your lane, and then what will you say? Oh, a stupid person, or a silly person, or whatever. What kind of names you will think? You will judge the person as his bad character. But we hardly take into account the circumstances. The person may be, this is, you know, life and death incidents where he has to really drive fast. Maybe somebody is waiting there, you know, that life is depending on him. We never think that, oh, he must be being late for an important meeting. We always fail to see that. And just to give an example, a few days ago, I was having a chat with Hui, my godmother, and she was telling me that she had this bag-free water filter, and the washer needs to be changed. It is leaking. And that washer, you cannot find in other shops. You have to go back to the company, the bag-free company. So she called the company, and they are charging, I think, 200 ringgit or something. So when she told me, I was like, and then she said that, oh, you know, I have been their customer for 9 to 10 years. The first thing that came to my mind is, how dare they charge this much? Since she has been the customer for 9 to 10 years, they should replace this freely. But that's my view. But her view is that, she said, oh, it's okay because I have been using this for 9 to 10 years. It is okay to pay that. In that 9 to 10 years, it happened only once. You see the difference? Mm-hmm. One is in a pure kind of a view. That is because it's been 9 to 10 years and only happened once. It is okay to pay that amount. It didn't happen that often. And for me, it's like they cannot charge. So then, yeah, I caught myself. You see, that's why we always, I won't say we, I, and some of us always look at the negative sides. So you see that that is why we experience to have this kind of impure environment. And then says, from now on, I will cultivate only pure vision. So how do we cultivate pure vision? So one of the examples given in the text is that when other people do harm or do things that we don't like, instead of getting angry at the person, it says that you can view that person as a Buddha or somebody taking that form to exhaust your karma, to teach you lessons. Not easy, isn't it? But you see, if you are able to do that, it can really save us from a lot of pain and suffering, a lot of anxiety, a lot of, I don't know, unease, all that.
But again, it's not either or, you know, like what you were saying before. We can view them as our teacher, but again, there are things, it's not like we're passive and we allow it, and we don't, if we need to respond,
yeah.
It's not either or.
Mm.
So
mm.
It can be
yeah.
This and that,
mm.
You know. Right.
Yeah. Instead of getting angry at the
right.
person, we can use this technique to calm us down. And then, of course, without anger, you can confront the person.
Yeah.
Whatever you are doing is not right.
Right.
Mm. Oh, it's already 11. Okay. Okay. We will stop here.
For break.
Yes, short one. If you are okay with that. When I am separated from helpful and loving friends, it is the weapon of my own evil karma turned upon me for luring away others' companions. From now on, I shall not separate others from their companions. Penxing zawe chodan tewe zi shengi korano tagi katangbe Lenin sunja rangla korwayi tani shenda korna temi jas. So what do you think this is about?
Divisive speech
can be, I think, mainly the sexual misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So of course we have a saying that Tebe tama tewains. So the end of every meeting is separation. We meet people, then we separate from them, and then keve tama chewain. The end of birth is death. People born and then eventually die. So these are part and parcel of our life. Over the years in our life, we make friends, we develop love and affection to one person, and then somehow that person gets separated from you, that person leaves you, and then also people die from all kinds of incidents. So when this happens, when you lose your dear ones or loved ones, we experience pain and suffering. So during those times, he says, this is how we should reflect. It is the weapon of my own evil karma turned upon me for luring away others' companions. So this one, sexual misconduct is one of the things. One main thing, when people are already together and then you kind of get in between and then take away the other person's spouse. So this is a very direct a karmic result. And you experience this because you have done that before in the past to another person. So now you are reaping the results. So it's from now on, I shall not separate others from their companions. Of course, this is not just a spouse relationship, any relationship, like the present immigration policy. They are separating parents from their child, husband from their wives. And then even in centers, sometimes it happens that, you know, they will divide guru and disciple, separate from, they talk all kind of these things, and then they try to get the students away from that teacher, that guru. That's one thing. And then, of course, conversion. When you belong to a certain group of faith and you want to separate that from that group of people. So these are all category of karmas that may result in this kind of a separation.
Are you talking about schisms?
Sorry?
Talking about schism?
Schism.
Within a
song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's also, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the worst. Hmm. So, yeah, the main thing is when this happens, because these are practices for bodhisattvas. So when bodhisattvas engage in their practices, when they try to progress in their paths, so they encounter a lot of difficulties, these kind of situations. So this is to say that when this situation arises, this is the way, kind of attitude that we should adopt. So from now on, I shall not separate others from their companions. So if we don't want to experience that kind of suffering from separation from our loved ones and helpful ones, then you say that we should stop engaging in the activities that involved, that result in separating others from their loved ones. Tambo samje thala megana, tambo borne chonyen tembayi, lenyen sunje rangla kowayi, tani nyembe chona pangwar chas. When all the holy ones are displeased with me, so when we say holy ones, so your gurus, especially your teachers whom you respect, so when they are displeased with us, so you say that it is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me. So instead of getting angry at your teacher or your guru, instead of losing your faith and devotion to your teacher, instead we should think that this is the evil deed turned upon me for casting them aside and resorting to bad companions. So when we talk about bad companions, so there is a line by Gongdan Tenpe Tome. It says that Dijin Yinshe Rajin Meyong Las. So when we say bad company, so it says a bad company doesn't appear with the horns. They will come in a very cunning and deceiving way. They will pretend to be your friends, but eventually they will destroy you. So here, when we talk about bad company from the practice point of view, it is that obstacles that hinders you from practicing, instead helped you or create the condition for you to engage in negative actions. So that's why I have the bottle of wines here. So this reminds me of this one. Those who sell wine, intoxicants, drugs and all this. I don't know where does it fall. Maybe it's in the other next one. So anyway, this one is basically about not listening to your guru, but instead listening to bad companies and then engage in all the negative actions. So from now on, I shall renounce bad company. Any questions on this?
In this text, refers to the bad companions specifically as being misleading, especially from those who would turn you away from the path.
Yeah, path, yeah, so turn you away from path, yeah.
Bad companions.
Yeah. Mm. Then the next one, 18, is Chogur Shenge, Tikso Chungwe, Rangi Tamba Namla, Meba, Lenin Swinja, Rangla Kroai, Tani Shenla, Chogur Memeja. So before this, yeah. Okay, I think it's okay. This is similar to the earlier one. So when others sin against me by exaggeration, denigration, or so on. So this is also when you are hurled with all kind of criticisms. Some are baseless, some maybe there's a little bit of truth, but they exaggerate the whole thing, make it so big, and then, you know, they started to circulate that. When this happens, we have to think that it is the weapon of our own evil deeds turn upon us for reviling the holy ones. Rangi tamba namla meba yinsa. So it's not showing respect and also denigrating your gurus. Here is mostly your gurus, talking about your guru, so the importance of guru devotion. For now on, I will not belittle others with disparaging words. So guru and looks like others. When my material resources waste away, it is the weapon of my evil karma turned upon me for being disrespectful, being disrespectful for others' necessities. From now on, I will help others find what they need.
Of others.
From now on, I will help others find what they need, isn't it? Being respectful of others' necessities, yeah. So this one, the situation I can think of is when we have natural disasters. You have a nice house and all this, suddenly a hurricane came or earthquake came, and everything you lose. So in that kind of situation, instead of why me and all that, we should say that, oh, in the past, I must have disrespected others, people's resources. We do that all the time, isn't it? When we are in the office, even though you don't really need to print, just press one button, print, because it's free. You don't really care. You don't really try to save the company's one. But when it comes to yours, printing things, only when it is really necessary you will print. But when it comes to company's things, yeah, you use it without any hesitation. So nowadays, at His Holiness' teachings, the teaching texts, they charge. Because even though they have sponsors, but if you make it as free distribution, everybody will take one. Whether you can read or not, they will just take one because it's free. But if you charge a small amount, then you think twice. Oh, maybe I don't need it. So it says that earlier when they give free, they run out of books. Now that they charge a little amount, small amount, there's plenty of books left. So that's our mentality, you see. If it's free or anything, okay. We don't think about wasting. We just take it and grab it, and then what happens? We just hoard there, no use, and then later you will have difficulty disposing all that. Yeah, that's the attitude. So here he's saying, from now on, I will help others find what they need. Instead of wasting other people's resources or necessities, I will try to help provide resources for others who don't have. Semi seje ningming gawe tse kewo shen la tikwa sangba yi lenyen sunja rang la kuwa yi tani shengi tigyen pangwa cha. This is where I was talking about. When my mind becomes dull and my heart unhappy, sometimes for no reason, you feel heavy-headed and you cannot even think. Even when you try to do your practice, you feel sleepy and dull and all that. And then, of course, when you try to meditate, nothing comes. And then, of course, sometimes without any explanation, you feel so unhappy. There's a weight, you feel weight on your heart. So when this happens, you're saying that it is the weapon of my evil deeds turned upon me for causing others accumulate negative karma. So when we show anger, when we say nasty things to others, then what happens? Other people get angry. So you are the cause of other people engaging in that negative action. So it's saying that all this, our experience are because of making others engage in negative actions. So normally we don't think, isn't it? If we don't like something else, we will just say it, and then other person get angry. So from now on, I shall shun enabling others' negative acts. So when we do that, not only the other, we are helping the other person, you yourself are helping. You are helping yourself as well. So let's say if in a family, if you find something which is not to your liking, instead of making it a big deal, if you just tolerate that, then there's no argument at all. But for that trivial thing, if you raise it and make it a big issue, of course the other person will get angry. And then what happens is it will escalate. And then we both will be in anger. And then we'll say things which will really, really leave a big dent in their hearts. You didn't mean to say all this, but when the anger comes, we are overwhelmed. We have no control. It takes over our speech, our thought. We are clouded in our judgment. So there is a mutual benefit for others as well as for ourselves. So from now on, I shall shun enabling others' negative acts. So basically saying that I will not say all these negative things, like I will not engage in in terms of speech, for verbal, negative verbal speech. So if you don't engage that, less likely that other person will engage, enable the other person to engage in negative actions. 강다르체냐 라마 마니제 담베슐라 고고 제바이 레니스은자 랑라 코르와이 다니슐라 고고 추머 차스. I think there's an earlier one. Okay. I forgot to mention one thing. At the 17, when they say that, when all my holy ones are displeased with me, so instead of getting angry and losing our faith and delusion, so one way of thinking is there is this stanza. What is that one now? Now I forget. Kajun Tabo Tangain Parje Sena Tei cells Tundi Tabo Chilavi Mudubchuna Tei Chums. So the first word it says that when your guru scolds you, it says that normally when we do, you know, this the wrathful practices, we do these wrathful mantras of wrathful deities. So this is to receive blessings. By saying that your lamas, your gurus are scolding, you should take it as it is a wrathful mantra. And if there is to, if there are obstacles to be removed, that will remove the obstacle. And then it says that tungde tabo chilavins, even when your guru beats you, it says that that is the blessing of your guru and the attainments you will achieve from that kind of beating. It's hard, isn't it? And we have I think this was a few years ago in Ganden Monastery, there was this attendant to this Lama. This, I think, is abbot of Namgye Monastery, but great scholar, great practitioner. But somehow, he has this temper, and he beats the attendant whenever he gets into that temper. And every time when the Lama beats him, he will, oh, may all my negativities be purified, may all my, all this, he said, while he was beating, he was making this request. And the Lama passed away a long time ago, and now he see he's healthy, and he looks happy, and all that. So maybe that is a blessing, if you are able to take it. But you see, it's the attitude, isn't it? If you view it as something bad and all that, then it's difficult. So here it says, when I fail in my endeavor and feel deeply disturbed, it is the weapon. So here, when I... We are talking about which one? 21. When I fail in my endeavor... This doesn't sound right. Feel deeply, it is the weapon of evil that is turned upon me for hindering the works of holy ones. Oh, 21, when I fail in my endeavors and feel deeply disturbed, it is the weapon of my evil deeds turned upon me for hindering the work of the holy ones. From now on, I shall relinquish all obstructive deeds. So this is about failures, when we experience failure. So there is, in psychology, there's something called learned helplessness. Are you familiar with that? So you fail one time, you fail second time, and then that's it, you give up. You don't want to try anymore. So when this happens, when you fail in your endeavor, and then of course it will disturb our mind. We feel so low, but when this happens, it says that it is the weapon. There is a reason for that, which is that in the past, we must have hindered the work of the other people. So we are we played a role in obstructing other people's success. So because of that, now we are feeling the same result, same consequences. So from now on, hindering the work of the holy ones, from now on I shall relinquish all obstructive deeds. I wonder whether these actions, like if a child wants to become a monk, if the parents obstruct that, the parents doesn't let him go to join monastery, maybe that's also hindering the holy deed. And then sometimes the husband and wife, the husband is, I'm just giving an example, let's say the husband is very much into practicing. If the wife is not supportive, it is so difficult. I know of a couple. They both, before they got together, they both were into Dharma. And that's how they actually got married. They came to know each other from one of those Dharma retreats. And then they got married. And then the wife became very controlling. And the poor husband, he is very much into all this, but he couldn't, because wife is not letting him do. So maybe that can also count as that kind of actions, you know, for our failure. Kangdarcheya lama manye se tambyo chulo ngogo chebai lenyen sunje rangla khroi tani chulo ngogo chumarchas. When my gurus remain displeased, no matter what, it is the weapon of evil karma turning upon me for acting duplicitously. Is that how you read?
Duplicitously
toward the sublime Dharma. From now on, I will be less duplicitous with respect to Dharma. So sometimes, yeah, you try your best to please your guru, but no matter what you do, it seems like your guru is not pleased. So when this happens, instead of going against or instead of losing faith in your guru, it says that we have to understand that maybe in the past, we must have been duplicate, is it, with our practice?
Duplicitous.
Duplicitous with our practice. So when duplicitous means, we call it ngokok. In the front, you know, in Lama, in front of the Lama, you pretend that you do all these practices, you make promises,
hypocrite.
You vows. Sorry?
Hypocrite.
Yeah, hypocrite, yeah. You make vows, you agree that you will do this and these practices, but when you are not in front of the Lama, you don't do. So these are what is called
duplicitousness.
towards the sublime Dharma, yeah. So from now on, I will be less duplicitous with respect to Dharma. So I will just hold on to what I promise. I will fulfill what I have promised. I will try to practice whether I am in front or in front of people or not. So there is this worldly thing coming. So we tend to do when people are others, oh, I can sit in this meditation posture for hours. But what is your motivation? You want other people to think, wow, he must be doing a lot of meditation at home. That's why he can sit for long periods of time. So here, yeah, we have to be very honest with ourselves.
Is that referring to the commitments that people take when they?
Yeah, that includes commitment. Yes, yes, that includes, because you are making promise to your guru,
yeah,
to say, I will do this and this and this. Yeah. And this is also about what we call the chi du nang zu. From outside, very humble and very, like, you know, practitioner. But inside, very hard. Nothing has happened here. So that is also, yeah, part of this. So I told you about this story that, you know, when he sees the elderly Tibetan people doing prayers, he said he get agitated. Did I tell you that? Oh, that's a very good point. Because this guy, obviously he had difficulty with this mother-in-law. And mother-in-law must have been a very difficult person. But she does prayer, reading and whatever, the prayers that she does for hours every day. So he saw both, you see. He saw that she does all these hours and hours of recitation and practice. And then he also saw that deep down, she is really a nasty woman. So that's why he says that when he sees other Tibetan, elderly Tibetan, doing recitation and all that, he said he gets agitated because he thinks that they are also like this. Nothing is going in. It's just doing recitation and all this, and there's no change happening inside or change happening within. So this is also, I think, meant by duplicitous. Mm-hmm. And then where are we? 23 is Kewo Yonggi Kalo Chungwe Se Ngwaza Teyo Kedo Sebayi Lenye Suenje Rangla Kowayi Tani Misu Palan Zembracha. When everyone challenges what I say, have you experienced that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have some people, you know. Some people, whatever they say, people tend to listen. People tend to agree. But then when some people, even though you think that, oh, he's saying something right, but there are always people who are challenging that person. So it says when this happens, it is the weapon of evil karma turning upon me for disregarding shame and my conscience. So here we say that they have translated this shame and conscience. So in Tibetan term, it is called ngotsa shetel. So ngotsa sheba dang te yoba. So ngotsa sheba means you reason yourself. I should not do this. I should not engage in these activities, because it is not good for me. It is not right for me to do. So I should not engage in this. It will harm me. And for me, I can say, oh, I am a Rinpoche. I shouldn't be doing that. So that's when you prevent yourself. You refrain from engaging in certain negative actions by using yourself as the reason. Because I am a Rinpoche, I shouldn't be doing that. And then another one is using other as a reason, or like, oh, I shouldn't do this because if I do this, I am a Tibetan and it will spoil the Tibetan's name. Or I shouldn't do this because it will cause harm to others. So there are two. So you refrain from engaging in negative actions because of two reasons. So he's saying that we didn't do that. We just engage in all the negative actions without consideration to self and others. Because of that, we get challenged all the time.
I have a question on that.
Mm.
Is it that, I mean, now, speaking for myself, I don't know what I did in the past, but I'm here, And I can take it apart, and I can reason, and I can engage and do my best going forward. Now, if I engage in those things in the past, but didn't do the reasoning because I didn't have it, does it still, is it a lesser karma, or what is it?
Not here,
does it have to have that reasoning?
No, it doesn't have to have the reasoning. But here we have this specific action, which is called moza sheba, the teyoba. Normally we say we shouldn't engage in these negative actions because of these two reasons. So if you don't do because of that, then your action is called moza sheba, teyoba. These are terms. So I don't know what exactly is the term in English. So I think maybe there's a conscience, you know, you feel bad about that. You have conscience over that, doing that thing. Yeah.
Moral reasoning, perhaps?
Sorry?
Moral reasoning,
maybe, perhaps. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. Basically, it's saying that it's your troubling behavior. You're engaging in behaviors that cause harm to others.
But even if you didn't realize it then when you did it, because here it says you have to realize it, you still do it.
What?
No, it says, when these things happen, then you just need to understand that I must have done this in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I must have caused others harm. I must have engaged in troubling behaviors.
Regardless of what you thought of.
Yeah, what you thought of.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
But from now on, I'm saying that I will not do, and then you can add that additional reasoning.
Okay.
Mm. Kornam duma tado tebe ces dukshi nyemba choksu tsongba yi lenyin tsunja rangla korwa yi tani kaalang mashi lewar changs. When disputes arise as soon as my companions gather, it is the weapon of evil karma turning upon me for peddling my destructive evil character in all directions. From now on, I will maintain good characters wherever I am. This is more like a general thing, isn't it? Not behaving properly. So when this happens, whenever you go and this dispute arises, so that is the consequences of ourselves engaging in evil characters. From now on, I will maintain good character wherever I am. Nyezang tamje tawur langbe tse samba nyemba nangdu chukbayi lenyin sunja rangla korwayi tani mukyo gyunam chungwar chas. I think we will stop here, but I wanted to show you this.
So I'm at the airport, and they've got this deal for $5 for $5, which is an awesome deal because it's pretty much the same price as buying 3 donuts anyway, so it doesn't matter. And I set my stuff down, and I pick up the paper, and I start reading the paper, and this guy sits down across from me. And so I, you know, look over the paper, and he kind of gives me a bit of a smile, and I give him a bit of a nod, and I go back to reading the business section. A little while later, I hear this rustling on the table, and I'm like, look over, and the guy has got his hand in the bag of donuts. Okay, that's a bit weird, but it doesn't really matter. The guy looks like he's homeless. He probably needs it more than I do. And I've still got 4 donuts anyways, and I'm not going to eat all 4 donuts, so what do I care? So I reach in the bag, and I grab a donut, and I start eating it. And I go back to reading the paper. So I'm just getting into the social pages, and I hear this rustling on the table again. And I look over, and the guy's got his hand in the bag of donuts. Again! He takes a bite, and I'm like, what the crap? Now I'm getting a bit angry, but the precedent has been set, and so I don't feel like I can say anything. But I reach into the bag, and I take a bite, and I just shake my head like, whatever. So a few minutes have gone by, and there's this call on the loudspeaker for the next departure, and the guy gets up and he starts gathering up all his stuff, and he gets to the end of the table and he stops, and I see him out of the corner of my eye, and he reaches into the bag and he pulls out the last donut, and I'm like, seriously? And he looks at me, he breaks it in two, and he hands it to me. I reach out and I take this half, and I'm in total disbelief. And he kind of nods at me and he walks off. So while I'm sitting here pondering the absurdity of what's just happened, I hear the call for my flight. And so I get up and I grab my bag and I grab my jacket, and under my jacket is my bag. Not only was I eating that guy's donuts the whole time, and he didn't say anything, he took out his last donut and he broke it in half and gave it to me.
What do you think?
It is so true.
Yeah.
It is so true. We rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We judge on appearance, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm.
Oh. Wow. That is great. Hey. Oh,
I can't believe I did that.
We should say that the dedication prayers, beginning with the mandala, the first verse of the mandala, we have page 4. And then the concluding prayer beginning on page 6.
Medo tam rirale jenende jambade sanje shindo migde buvai dogu namda jendo jubara jo rana mendala ganaya dayame Rimbo che ma ye ba nama ye yo che ke ba nyamba me vai Kone kondo pe warai sho Kudze rabden chen namga chenle sho sho yeva dang Losa tenpe chweme sasum Jove me se tato ne yoro che Korve shenga munzo bendan dewa malu jungwe ne Chere sewan tenzin jazo Shabe siddhi bado den gyoro che Chedar jemba dan kundu sambu deyan dejin Teda kwenye jesu talob che Gyawa deda tamche rabdo ngo Gyawa tamche ge ngowa kala chodo ngaba de Tagi gyewe cawan digun Zangbo jeje rabdo ngo warai ge